me to get these guys to do this, but it did it anyways.
One year.
Was it up to a year?
Yeah, one year.
We did it. Hey guys, you're welcome to Cardi's Corner. And as usual, my name is Cardi. There's so much energy in the room. Because I feel like it's because of what we want to talk about today. Right? A lot of people are ready to say stuff. Okay? But thank you so much for listening last week. It was fantastic. Thank you so much for responding to my messages. And thank you so much for, you know, giving me ideas for this topic. So, with me in the studio, I have my one and only Clara Sage. Fantastic. Welcome, Cara. How do you
Thank
do?
Thank you. I'm fine. I'm okay.
You were all looking weary and down earlier, but it seems like...
It's what people don't mind.
But Cardi's Corner as a way of making you feel good.
If they like, they throw me catapult of envy.
Okay. Hey. Moving on. Moving on. I have with me in the studio is a guy. He's quite cute, you know. Like, you know, he has a lot of females flocking over him. It's fantastic. You know, I can't even look him in the eye because I feel like I'm intimidated already. It's fine. His name is none other than Chine. Forget that name, though. He's like Chine. Like, his name is Chine. How you doing, Chine?
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, anyone. Chine do Victor. Nice to be here. It's a wonderful time. It's definitely going to be a wonderful time in the studio today.
Definitely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Most definitely. Yeah. Thank you for coming. And with me, right by my side, is Mary Anthony.
Yay! Hello, everyone.
You guys are welcome. We're all fine. So we have four people, like including myself, we're four in the studio, and we're going to be talking. Okay, now let me just. I don't know how to carve the topic, but you guys know about the whole FU challenge that Kiss Daniel started on Instagram, and it has been trending. Yeah. He did a video for the song, and ultimately, guys started taking it. Kibi was on it. Young John was on it. Everybody was on it. Lukesh was on it. I love Lukesh part. You know, even people that their career were not so there, you know, seemed like their career was coming back because of the FU challenge. So I felt like Kiss Daniel did a lot of things. Fantastic. What did you think about it?
Well, for me, the first time I had it concerning the FU challenge, I was like, okay, now this is another trend that will come and everyone will just jump on that bandwagon and everyone will just do their thing. And for me, okay, I felt it was fine. Okay, you have some things to spit, you have some things to say, fine, just say it and let's all be well and done with it. And everyone goes on, so you get some likes. I don't care.
You move on. But basically, people were spilling their mind. What did you think about it, Mary?
Well, what I thought about it was like, it was a PR strike. It was so, the PR was so good. Just getting that song out there was like, fucking challenge everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is everybody doing? And I felt it was just normal people that would do. But then I saw artists jumping on like, crucially.
Even how to fighting? It was fantastic.
Like, outside Nigeria, everybody's jumping on fucking challenge. And I feel like it was just an avenue for people to just sit their mind, finally just open up and say, this is what the people are doing to me. So let me just finally talk. But it was a good one. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. What about you, Clara?
I mean, basically, when the old shit started, I wasn't really getting it until I was seeing some ladies on my status and on the social media. They were doing, as in, some ladies were exposing them. Some ladies are
I understand. So basically, the FU challenge was good. Yeah. Like, it was good. It was great. Because I know did a fantastic work. I really enjoyed it. Until the women jumped on it.
And everything's counted.
Like, you know, it was... The women were jumping on it and we were all, the women are on it.
Tiwa
Savage, you know, came with it. And we felt like this is fantastic for Tiwa Savage to be doing this. You know, Shay jumped on it. And we felt like she was being savage, but a little bit not savage. Then... Simi was on it. It was fantastic. You know,
Simi just didn't go anywhere. She was just about now.
She didn't leave her tune.
She did it.
Then Victoria Kimani came.
Boom. She just dropped the explosive egg.
And everything went AY from there. So I want to know, like, what do you guys think about all the issues and the allegations that have come from this Fuck You challenge?
Well, for me, there's always someone who's going to be the first in history to do something negative about something that is streaming positively. For me, Victoria Kimani, Well, what can I say?
What's funny right now?
What can I say about her? Well, for me, this is her own way of actually expressing herself.
Mm-hmm.
How she went about it may not go down well or mm-hmm. may go down well with some people.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, some of our fans will see that, okay, yes, this is how she expresses herself.
Mm.
But some people will say, like,
you don't need that. Like, what was that?
Yeah, like, so, for me, it's a 50-50 thing.
Okay.
But for me, personally, mm-hmm. her own way was like, sister,
why are you going to do that?
What happened? It was like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Seriously. But either way, it's out there already. Mm-hmm. Everyone's seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has that opportunity to air their opinion, concerning what they feel about her own FP challenge.
Okay. Now, basically for me, I'm going to ask you this, Mary. We do not have so many female who are A-list, or basically, let's not say, we don't really have A-list artists in Nigeria, but, you know, we have people who are actually there. But
there's a list.
Well, yeah, there's a list.
there's a list, but
like, it's not like that, you know? So basically, this issue is there, and then it feels like the Nigerian music industry can only take one female at a time. And basically, for now, it's like, it's Tiwa Savage that is there. Do you understand? Like, right now, she's like, who everybody knows in Africa. We have other talented artists like Yemi Alade, Shay, and the likes. But for now, it's just like, oh, for me, Tiwa Savage is the one who is all poppy, and everybody can see that she's the artist who is booming this. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you now start hearing allegations as to, oh, she's blocking shows for everybody who is supposed to come in, whereby if the show promoter is saying something, Tiwa Savage will say, if she's not the only female artist performing at that show, nobody else, she's not going to accept it. So what do you think that this is through about Tiwa Savage?
Okay, so for an A-list artist, like we say, Tiwa Savage is... First of all, I would not say it's wrong, because every other artist, like if Beyonce is going to perform somewhere, sometimes she's usually the only artist there.
Okay.
She will tell you, like, no other artist. That's why you can't see Beyonce and Rihanna on the same stage sometimes.
But why? Why is that like, power tussle?
Well, for me, I think it's a human thing. Everyone wants their own light to shine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people feel that, okay, if my light is not shining, definitely someone else's light can't shine.
Wow.
But for me, concerning this issue,
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing about what Kimani had to say concerning the allegations against Tiwa Savage.
Mm.
Well, you might say she's an A-list artist.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know she's an artist, yeah.
Okay. I know she's an artist, yeah.
But to be honest, you came from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Tiwa Savage.
Yeah.
And you climbed to the top. Give you that pat on the back.
She worked for it. She was awesome. Yeah.
But you have to admit, there are others. Let's be honest. There are others. When it comes to being technically sound in music,
they're
better.
Yo, most definitely.
Than Tiwa Savage.
Yes. Yeah.
So fine, you had that opportunity to actually shine.
Mm-hmm.
Why not give everyone that opportunity?
She's not blocking any other person from taking the opportunity.
Kimani,
I think what happened with her and Kimani was there was a concept. Probably they had an issue because Shay Shay and Tiwa Savage issue didn't just start when they were in Nigeria. It started when they were in London.
Okay.
Where Tiwa Savage had a crew, Shay Shay had a crew where the father was being managed by Beyonce's father.
Mm-hmm.
They had a crew, before they came back to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, probably Kimani too had something like that, and then she wasn't permitted to enter the gate of the concert.
Okay.
It was a different case. Sharing of stage is a different case. Then permitted to enter the gates of the concert, like, she doesn't want them, probably because she already knows that she has issue with them, and they might just come in and just start up one fight or the other. If you notice, Tiwa Savage is not the kind of person that likes the let's go down for the fight for you for a long time. She's too fresh for that one. So she doesn't want it. Like, if I don't want you in my concert, I don't want you in my concert.
But she's not the owner of the concert.
She's not even the owner of the concert.
I feel like the show promoters are not doing a good job as to putting these artists together. Because even show promoter is telling me that, oh, I can't put you on my show because Tiwa Savage said if another artist is playing,
and she might have not even said that in that manner. She might have not said that in that manner. It probably just You know, people like, okay, maybe I just give you an order and then you just go and say, tell us something, said she doesn't want that. And probably she just said, oh, she would not like to share its stage. Probably at that moment while she's performing, she doesn't want to share its stage with any other person. So probably that's misinformation. Like, people just get things wrong. But then I didn't see it as an avenue. She came, you just shared it. I'm like, you guys are done with this fight.
With long this, time ago.
So why are you coming back saying, and then you went on Twitter saying, hey, Victoria Kermani, are we still on this fight? I'm like, really? That was very childish of you, Shayshay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she went on Twitter, like, hyping Victoria Kimani,
like,
what's up? I was still on this. And Victoria had to come back, apologize, and I'm like, okay, Shayshay, you're left on this one. Let me see.
Most definitely. No. But I feel like what Kimani actually apologized for was slut-shaming Tiwa Savage. She actually slut-shamed, but she said she was not apologizing for every other thing that she said.
But she was apologizing for the slut-shaming.
But, Chinedu, let me ask you. Like, let me ask you. If, I feel like Clara is left out, but it's fine. We're coming back for you. I want to come back to you speaking. So let me ask you, do you feel like we women have this habit of actually putting ourselves down?
Well, I would say yes and I would say no.
Because the guys are doing fantastic, and when it came to the female turn,
it wasn't all rosy for the guys. Because I remember back then, especially when Kenny's Music was actually the record label to be in.
Yeah.
So The issue here was this, that, you know, at that time we had Tony Tetwila, we had Eddie Montana, we had Idris Abdul Karim, we had Rasky, and then Rugged Man was coming up.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, if you had listened to Rugged Man from time, most of his tracks were diss tracks.
Yeah.
Because it was like trying to say that, okay, without the promos from Big Bros.
Yeah.
Because he actually some Big Bros. So I think it's something that has happened
for the guys and it's happening for the female
artists. But it's just something that is coming up because, you know, we now have an having
I feel like you're sugarcoating it for the females. Do we females put ourselves down? Yes or no?
Well, like I said, it's not a gender thing.
Okay.
It's not like maybe it's the females are more of putting down. Like I said, it's a general thing. It's a human thing. If it's a Nigerian thing, I don't know, but I know it's a human thing because definitely there are some people that have some attitudes, they have some issues. Now, okay, seeing people like, man, you are rising, what gives? Like,
where are you coming from?
And the rest. Not so. I feel it's not something that you just leave to, like, okay, yes, it's a female thing.
Yeah.
It's because that's happened before with the male guy. It might still happen again.
Yeah. It will always happen. I think it's something that can always happen.
And I think that industry, right from time, they didn't really open way for women music just felt like Tiwa Savage. Okay, I remember that during that period, Oyeka Onwenu was doing great, and some other women were doing great, and that was because their music that time was more of a culture, so we could embrace. But then now this is poppy. This is, we have different genre. We have the Afro pop, we have the soul music and everything. So the thing is, Tiwa Savage created that lane, that door for ourselves. Do you understand? So every other artist that is coming, you need to learn to follow your lane
and to create your own
and
part.
To create your own part, your own niche, and whatever it is that you're doing. Like Simina has her own lane. She has her audience. Tenny has her audience. Tiwa has her audience. So they can't be compete. They're not competing with anybody. The only competition they see is themselves. Like seeing themselves going to O2 Arena next year or O2 Arena later this year to go and have their own concert.
There was also another artist who actually came up. Her name is Price. I think I mentioned that last week. She was also saying, oh yeah, that she supported what Kimani said. I don't know who she is, but I feel like she's also saying, she's like, oh, Tiwa Savage actually block shows and block events for people. Then I put it up on my status and I wanted people to comment. And a lady, Nimi, said, for me, I feel if you have a hit song, nobody can block your bag. The fans control who they get. No show promoter will run at a loss just to please Tiwa. You know, also, why do people like Simi and Tenny and not get the same treatment? You know, like, why is it that people do not block shows for Simi? So I just feel like there's something else Kimani is not talking about.
Oh,
Kimani just wants an opportunity to blow.
Just come back. It's like a comeback for me, really.
For me, I feel like, oh, this is more like a revive.
I saw it and I was like, okay, Kenya baby girl, don't do this. Like, don't just be. But she's Kenyan,
but our market is focusing more on Nigeria. Do you guys agree?
Well, for me, you can see maybe her her genre of music is not appealing to her, to the home fans.
Yeah.
So, and maybe she has found out that, how will I put this without actually insulting Nigerians? In Nigeria, anything goes sometimes.
Obviously, in Nigeria, anything goes. We accept anything. Anything goes. But at the same time, too, if you bring it to us hot, hot, Nigerians know how to
get back.
What does the artist do? Give us a clue.
He started more of like a ghetto. Fine with his voice and the songs. But later,
what's his name now? Who's going to come for you?
Lamide is not ghetto. Lamide is street.
Who is ghetto in Nigeria? What's his name?
Orishefemi.
Oshe, that's what you're asking.
So it was like, when you start out, you know, you have some hit songs, like some things like the, for example, that Message of the Lord was like something moving there, or some other song.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden you don't come up with a line like
Nigerians accept it. People are singing the song.
You'll be mad yourself to think of it's something like that. Anything goes for Nigeria. So maybe she feels that the Nigerian market, the Nigerian fans, anything we accept,
but people are not really fans with all that she said on social media. People are giving it back to her, she's on the outset right now. People are giving it back to her. Somebody was saying that women bring each other down because they are insecure, and most times the women they diss are really people they hope to be on the inside. Is this a women thing or this is like a general thing? Wait, Clara never
told. I feel it's a women thing. Generally,
guys don't feel that way.
Yeah, guys don't feel that way.
You'll be surprised.
I feel
women are their own problem. We are our own problem. Generally, we cause problems for ourselves. We create unnecessary drama for ourselves. You can see a lady today. She will tell you, "Me, I don't mingle with ladies." Me, basically, I'll use myself as example. I don't have female friends. Most of my friends are guys. Why? Because guy, your fellow girl will see you, will begin to talk trash to your face. And me, I can't take that. You get it? Yeah. A lady saw me last week. I don't want to mention her name. She saw me last week and looked at my face, and she told me she doesn't like my face because I have pimples all over my face.
Wow.
Well, what's that, that's
body shaming in a way.
I feel like that's what
we women do. Like, yeah, she's practically body shaming.
And a guy will look at me and tell me you are beautiful.
Oh, shit.
A guy will always make me feel I am.
Don't forget it. A guy is the opposite sex, and he will tell you something that will please
it's the same
your ears.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with the lady. Okay, I remember
there's nothing
one
wrong
time,
with lady complimenting.
I remember one time when we went out and then I saw this lady, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, this her backside was just I was like, God. At some point I felt like, okay, I was really envying her because she was just so fine, like fair. I just went to meet her. I said,
I don't feel it's
an issue, right? Because even I had a friend of mine, he was actually when he was in Unilag, he was just walking on the way, and there was another guy walking past him. The guy had a nice pair of shoes on, and all of a sudden he passed my friend. My friend had to stop him.
Yeah.
Or like,
guy, what's up?
That's who you wear.
But the guy thought was like, who in God's name is this? But he actually stopped him to compliment that.
Yeah.
Wow,
well,
nice shoes.
Yeah. It wouldn't kill us to do it.
I don't understand now. I think one of the issues is this. I think how the mentality some of us have, maybe growing up, probably maybe some of us weren't complimented that much. Some of us were complimented less.
You know what you're saying now brings me to a comment that somebody said, Damola, thank you for this. She said, our stupid culture has also tailored women in such a way that we have to walk on eggshells around other women.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like what you just said, like, they don't get too much compliments, and they also feel like growing up, your parents tell you, do not do this. If you don't do that, another woman will come and take this from you. So
yeah.
Seeing another woman in the lead or taking the forefront of stuff, automatically there's this disgust.
Also, when our mothers will compare you to one other girl and they'll be like, oh, even when she's wearing, you should dress like that. Mm. You don't go to see the way she talks. You should dress like, and then little by little, you just start envying this person. And then I just feel like every other leader is in the industry, like, they just need to embrace what it is that they are doing and then compliment. It won't just hurt me to just say, congratulations, Tiwar. I'm happy for your new
baby. Yeah. And when the baby was going to turn up, like, when she's going to bring a more savage mood, Tiwar having bought herself a new car. How else do you reply your haters if you don't do that?
That's like,
how else?
You don't have to be close to her. You don't have to be her best friend. You don't have to be her close friend, but just be a fan from afar. Like, I love all your work, ma'am. That's it. Like, do you get? We don't have to, like, be also. Why are we shaming us now? We go get this money one day, last. We'll be all right.
Okay, so we have to round up now. But for my own part of it, like, I'm just going to say that I understand where Victoria Kimani is coming from. If anything is to say that people do not recognize you also because you feel like a certain person is blocking. This might be a misconception as to something you do not really understand. And this might just be that maybe you just need to up your game. Or maybe music is just not for you. Do you understand? You know, whichever way it works, I just feel like...
No, honestly, because it actually ticks me off. Because, like I said, we consume
anything.
And I see a lot of people, I mean, okay, I don't blame you because... Camera don't they cheat to rent,
you know,
so it's
so expensive. Like, if you're spending so much money, I feel like a lot of people will know that this is not their calling.
And this Victoria Kimani was talking about, I remember when always watching MTV Base, that time, like, it was my second job. And then I was like, a second job, and then I'll be like, sorry, you carry camera, I'll video you, what are you saying? Will you leave the camera? And then I heard that Chocolate City signed now, man.
Yeah, she's sorry. Still with Chalk
at some point.
Wait, she's still with Chalk, and then MI came up and then supported Tiwa Savage instead. So that's like cold. That's like, okay. The minute I saw that, I'm like, okay, what's going on?
And MI sent her a message saying, congratulations.
So that means even your music label do not appreciate what you're doing. So I feel like that's, we don't have to say anything else. That is the case of clues.
I mean, like, if your own record label can't back you up on certain things.
But forget it, that means you don't have anything to say. I feel like this also appears to all of our lives that we ladies, not even ladies, everybody, can we just like try to just be happy for people? And if you know that this person, their sources, they annoy you, they block your life, can you just like take those people out of your mind? If you're not going to be friends with them, it's not compulsory. Stay away from their business. Let them stay away from their business. Yes. Don't listen to their song. You just be on your lane. If you're a witch, stay that way.
No, they should put their right hand on their chest and say, Lord, I'm a witch.
Okay, so we have to go. Any last word, guys, before we finally leave? Yeah.
Well, for me, concerning this issue, it's something that shouldn't be, I mean, we shouldn't be having headaches over. This is something simple. Just try and understand the person, especially if you know that you have issues with that person. Just try and sort it out. Even if the person was at fault. Okay, fine, sort it out, move on. But you don't have to like bring some things in the open and just leave some things there, especially when you give part and you give part and you're not ready to like to do a Magneto music video that gives you part and part and part concerning the matter.
Yeah.
So I just feel that this is something that should be dead and buried.
Yeah, let it be dead and buried. What about you, Mary?
So I feel like if you're in the music industry, please try and be supportive. Try and do what you can do, but you just be creative with your song.
If you're in any industry,
try and be creative. Creativity is key. Be expressive, be happy. You don't go and be carrying pesky, because those die early.
Okay, I'm going to speak generally to all ladies.
Now, ladies, and, we all matter.
Yes, yeah, so okay. Now, they pay me. May we try to celebrate ourselves. It's very, very necessary. Try to if I wear fine shirt, tell me say my shirt's fine.
Thank you.
No sound for your mind because that one I bad pass. Same as I say, Clara, your shirt's fine. Oh, thank you. I go the whole of that day, I go walk out with the men's say my shirt's fine.
Yeah.
Celebrate yourselves. Thank you.
Okay, so for me, this is my roundup. I know that hypocrisy is something that is inherent. We are, one way or the other, everybody, we're all hypocrites. And I feel like Fouls has done a great job by singing that song. Everybody is a MS, but hypocrite, you know? So I feel like, we're hypocrites, but at the same time, we should always learn to appreciate ourselves. Nothing beats it. Nothing beats you encouraging the person next to you. Nothing beats, you know, you appreciating who is next to you. Nothing beats you helping the person next to you, even though you know the person is not going to pay you back in the right way. Because we're all built to disappoint ourselves. So, you know, if we cannot learn to tolerate ourselves, like, how else do we want to cope? Or how else do we want to live in this world? This guy is big enough for us to all fly, you know, to for everybody to fly.
We have a whole Milky Way. I mean,
you know,
a whole
Milky Way for everybody. So I feel like we should just learn to appreciate ourselves. Victoria Kimani, if you ever get to listen to this, I feel like you need to do better.
Yeah,
and, work harder. And if music
change
your way,
music, change your music, babe,
move on. This is not beefing, this is nothing. But if you know this music, and that it's
going
to just
you're going into makeup, will actually feature.
Okay, so we're going now. Before some people help you to change your career, we're going to go from me, guys. My name is Kadi. You know, you can always follow me on social media at DamnolaliJ. That's all that you need to do. And then give me your comments, your is it comment? What else do they
comment
do?
And likes and
likes and follow
and share and
you know
and
reviews and post and pray
and compliments.
Compliments. You know, that's what we're talking about.
Yes,
so we're just gonna go and you know how we do it now. Okay, they have broken the table. We're going.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.